What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled I Can't Believe Grown Ass Black Men Are Taking Advice from Steve Urkel. So Steve Urkel is the guy in the photo. He is the king of the passport bros. He's pretty much the guy who's pushing the whole passport bro movement all over the internet. For those of you guys who don't know, passport bros are basically dusty black men who go overseas to pay for pussy because, well, no woman here in America wants him. Now, the problem here with Steve Urkel is that he is 23 years old, and black guys in their 50s, 60s, even 70 are actually looking up to him for advice. Now, this is a dude who told you if you live overseas, you don't have to pay taxes. Guys, if you live anywhere in the world, you have to pay taxes as an American citizen. Now, there is a foreign earned income credit which can get rid of your tax burden to the IRS. However, you need a lawyer or CPA for that. Not taking advice from some kid on the internet, because I know a lot of you black guys are gonna go overseas and you are not gonna pay your taxes because you know you live overseas, and that's how you end up in prison for tax evasion. Now, the thing is, guys, is that you have to understand, man, there are a lot of grifters out there on YouTube. Now, if you guys remember yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha, that's AMS, how did he start out? His whole spiel was manipulate woman to get pussy, right? Now Steve Urkel, his whole spiel is get your passport, go overseas to get woman. See, the problem here, guys, is not the woman in America or the woman overseas. The problem here is that you guys are the problem. However, yo homie, yo, and Steve Urkel, they're making money off of you guys in the process. For example, an AMS post a video of himself on Instagram at a fine restaurant eating filet mignon lobster tail for $500. Guess what? That's your money. Why? Because you guys called him on the phone for $1,000 an hour so he can tell you to walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. At the end of the day, guys, these people out there, they're simply making money off of you. You take Steve Urkel, for example. You guys are cash apping him hundreds of dollars. Probably thousands of dollars a week you're cash apping him, telling him to go live his best life, go out there, young man, have fun. This is a guy who's living his life on your dime. This is what a lot of you guys out there need to understand. At the end of the day, guys, when you see Steve Urkel with woman on his YouTube channel, those are prostitutes. Those are prostitutes he bought with your money, okay? When AMS goes at fancy Spanish restaurants, when he drives around in that G-Wagon of his to impress woman, that's your money, okay? Whether it's Steve Urkel or yo homie, yo, I'm Alpha, these guys simply are not attractive to women. Okay, this is why they have to money max, and they use you guys as their piggy banks to go out there, get that G-Wagon, or in the case of Steve Urkel, you know, travel and offer a prostitute a couple of $100, because that's how they get women. Otherwise, they'll never ever get a woman naturally. A special shout out to QB Willie, who always says, territory does not matter. If you can't get woman here in America, you're not gonna get woman overseas. Okay, the only reason you get woman overseas is because you're able to financially exploit a woman who doesn't like you like that because you have the dollars and she doesn't. Now, this whole sex tourism thing, guys, white guys have been doing it for 60 years. I know this white dude, he's 80 years old. He's been doing sex tourism since the time of JFK. When JFK was fucking president, he was doing sex tourism all over the world with the Navy. And yet, Steve Urkel goes to Brazil and within a couple of days, under the threat of legal and criminal action, the guy bails on Brazil. If the Brazilian government right now is looking in bringing charges on to Steve Urkel because he walked around Brazil taking pictures and photos of women without their consent, putting shit on the internet without their approval, you know. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but now to go to Brazil as an American citizen, you need to have a visa to go to Brazil. Trust and believe, this is because they don't want Steve Urkel to go there. You know, for you to go to Brazil, you actually have to go to a Brazilian consulate and do an interview. Why? Because they want to make sure Pookie and Ray Ray are not going to Brazil to exploit their woman, okay? All this because of Steve Urkel. Again, white man been doing this for 60 years. He goes to Brazil for a couple of days. He gets ran out. His picture is posted all over the internet as a sex tourist. And the government is looking into bringing legal case against him. I heard he did the same thing in the Philippines, that he got ran out of the Philippines. This is why he's in like Vietnam and Cambodia now, because he got ran out of Vietnam. It's imperative for you young guys out there. I don't want to say young, you know, because a lot of you black guys out there, you know, you're in your 40s and 50s listening to this 20-year-old, is that you guys need to understand, man, these grifters, if they tell you to manipulate other people, like yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, guess what? They're gonna manipulate you too. For example, you know, Steve Urkel told you he was making $100,000 as a barber. Really, bro? You're only 20 years old making $100,000 as a barber? How much is a fucking fade or a flat top, you know? 15, 20 bucks? You know, for you to be making $100,000 a year, you need to be making consistently $300 a day, every day of the year to gross $100,000, you know? And if he really was making $100,000 a year, why the hell does he have a GoFundMe where he wants you guys to fund his trip? And on top of that, he's always telling you, cash app me money, cash app me money. And you guys are doing that. So a lot of these grifters out there, guys, they like to lie to you and tell you, oh, yeah, I made this money before my YouTube grift. You know, for example, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. He told you he bought his Mercedes when he was working as a fucking, a personal trainer in New York. Come on, bro, who you lying to? You know, you're gonna buy a $60,000-$70,000 brand new Mercedes Benz when you're working as a trainer in fucking New York? These guys are lying to you simply so you guys can think that they were all that before they got on YouTube. This is a grift, you guys need to understand. Now, conspiracy theory aside, I honestly don't know if yo, homie, you and Steve Urkel are CIA assets, because their channel has exploded in popularity. In fact, yo, homie, yo did a live stream with a Steve Urkel when Steve Urkel's channel was popping. So could they be CIA assets who are out there to have black men chase skirts? I mean, again, AMS's message was manipulate a woman by lying to her, telling her, oh, you're a multimillionaire, or that Jay-Z is your cousin, you know, dumb shit like that, wear, you know, a fake Rolex and a gold chain when you go out, when in reality you're working at Popeye and getting, you know, fake Rolex off of a fucking wish.com for $3.99, you know. How many black men died in Colombia because they were murdered, because they were walking around with gold necklaces and fake Rolexes, you know? So in America, guys, worst case scenario, when you try to manipulate a woman, she's gonna find out you're a broke ass nobody, and she's probably gonna get away from you, okay? Overseas, guys, when you try to manipulate a woman like that, it can end really badly for you, because you guys don't know the laws overseas. You know, a lot of black men, when they go overseas, they believe that there are no laws overseas because they're American citizens, that laws do not exist for them overseas. Guys, not only do laws, American laws, follow you overseas, like for example, you still have to pay the IRS, or the very least file a report with the IRS, even if you're living outside. American laws do follow you in overseas. For example, if you're an American and you sleep with a under 18 years old girl overseas, that will put you in prison here in America. You know, even if you go to Afghanistan, where the marriage age is probably under the age of 18, if you get with a woman under the age of 18 overseas, you know, that will get you in trouble here in America. Also, other countries out there, their prison system is nowhere near as nice as here in America. You know, here in America, you know, you got a fucking weight room, reading room, air condition. Overseas, they don't have any of that stuff, and they don't have, you know, a jury. They don't have, you know, appeals. They'll just throw your ass in prison, and that's gonna be the end of that for you if you fuck shit up in their countries. You know, when I was leaving Medellin, the police in Yeras Park, where all the prostitutes are, the police was shaking down black men. In fact, word up is that the police actually shut down Yeras Park because of all the black men going over there soliciting women for sex, you know. So another thing you guys need to think about, especially you black guys out there watching this, most people don't like black men. Yeah, they like your music, you know, but they don't like black men. You guys have no idea how lucky you are to be in America, because here in America, they tolerate you, okay? Overseas, they don't like you, okay? So a lot of people overseas, they're going to start looking negatively on black men, especially when you go there and you walk around thinking you own the place and you're soliciting sex from every woman you come across. They don't like that shit overseas. Again, this is why Steve Urkel was run out of Brazil. This is why he was run out of Philippines, because he's just walking around with his camera taking unsolicited video of women and propositioning them. They don't like that shit overseas. You know, this is why he has to go from town to town. You know, if one day he's in Cambodia, one day he's in Thailand, one day he's in Vietnam, he has to constantly move around because the police keep an eye on him. Again, you're a black man in Southeast Asia, you're gonna stand out. Now, obviously, white people stand out as well. Now, I don't care how you guys take this. At the end of the day, they like white people. They just don't like you, okay? I mean, think about it, right? Sex tourism has been going on with the white man for 60 years. Yet, passport bros show up in Cartagena. The price of pussy in a matter of a few months, it goes from $60 up to $200. I'm hearing some women are saying $400 in Cartagena, $400 American dollars in Cartagena, okay? That price exploded in a couple of months simply because passport bros, okay? When you passport bros go overseas, you raise the price of pussy. You guys need to understand, man. The local people, they can't compete with you when it comes to money, because you spend, you know, 51 weeks working your ass off at Walmart making minimum wage, and then you go to Thailand or Cambodia or Colombia and you make it rain for a week, you know, all the money you saved up. The local men cannot compete with you. So what are they gonna do? They're gonna murder you, they're gonna rob you, they're gonna give you legal problems, okay? You just can't say, oh well, the men are jealous because we're taking their woman. Yeah, you're taking their woman, but you're not taking their woman because, you know, women find you to be hot. You know, you're taking them because you're willing to spend $400, $500, $600 on mediocre pussy, okay? At the end of the day, the men overseas, they don't like you, okay? You know, they might be cordial with you when you come into their town, but when they realize that you're a sex tourist, you're just walking around soliciting their woman for sex, yeah, they're not gonna like that shit. You know, this is why Steve Urkel has to move from country to country, town to town, because he is soliciting the woman over there for sex, and they don't like that, guys, okay? Again, black men, and I know this is unfair, okay, but black men already have a negative stereotype simply because people don't like black people, okay? Guys, I traveled all over the world, okay? Nobody likes black people. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is, okay? You know, white people, like the West, like Europeans and Americans and Canadians, you know, they have to tolerate you, but in Cambodia, in Colombia, they don't have to tolerate you guys, you know, and the last thing they want is a bunch of J-Railos coming in there, you know. For those of you who don't know, J-Railo is a passport pookie, you know. He's the guy who went to Dominican Republic, got finessed by a couple of hoes, lost his money. Then he got on the internet at the airport in Dominican Republic, begging his people, you know, on YouTube to cash app him $100 because he doesn't have money to get back in America. That is the typical passport bro out there. Now, I know a lot of you black guys out there are saying, I hope that the real OGs, you know, the black men who went and lived overseas, who have a business overseas, they have a wife, they have a children, hopefully these black men can actually come into the passport bro movement and make us look good, you know. Guess what? These OGs, these black men who made it overseas, they hate you guys more than anybody else on the face of the planet. And I'm gonna let you know why. You see, these black men who went overseas, they went overseas to get away from you black guys here in the West, okay? That's why they went overseas. See, these black guys who made it overseas, they don't want your black ass going over there because you're gonna holler at his wife, and even worse than that, you might even get his daughter knocked up, okay? So the original OGs, you know, the original gangsters, you know, the black men who made it overseas, they don't want you guys over there because they know you're gonna fuck their shit up. Again, there's an old saying in the Jewish community, yeah, it's racist, but it's true. Leave it to the Kushites to fuck up the unfuckable, okay? This is why you guys out there have to be very, very careful with how you move over sees, okay? When you go into Colombia, you're walking around Lieras Park, soliciting women for sex, wearing the fake Rolex like yo homie yo would tell you, eventually you're gonna get the eyes of either criminals who are gonna end up murdering you, or you're gonna get into the eyesight of the government that's gonna throw you in jail, and you know they're gonna leave you to rot in there, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to understand, man, at the end of the day, whether it's yo homie yo or it's Steve Urkel, to them this is a grift. They're making money off of you guys out there. And the thing is, you know, I see a lot of black people saying, yo AMS, my boy is on his grind, he's out there, he's living his best life, he's on his purpose. YouTube is not a career, gentlemen. YouTube is a grift, okay? There's no such thing as a YouTube career. Guys, the only difference between yo homie yo and me is that yo homie yo was promoted by YouTube, while I, on the other hand, get my channel deleted by YouTube. That's the only difference between us, is that who YouTube promotes and who YouTube ends up deleting their channel or censoring their channel, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. YouTube is all about facade. It's all about corruption. They want you guys out there chasing after women, okay? AMS started the whole manipulate woman, and now woman caught on to AMS. So now, again, AMS did a live stream with Steve Urkel, and people in the live stream were calling AMS antiquated male strategies. Why? Because American women, they caught on to black guys who walk around, you know, wearing fake Rolexes, claiming that fucking Jay-Z is their uncle, you know, and then the woman finds out that you're a broke-ass nobody, okay? So women here in America, they caught on to AMS and his manipulation tactics. So this is why AMS promoted Steve Urkel, so you guys can go overseas and actually think you have a chance with foreign women. guys, foreign women are catching on to you guys, you know. There's a Filipina P, you know, that a lot of you black guys out there, you worship Filipina P because she loves her chocolate kangs. Yeah, she loves your money, okay? You guys out there need to understand, women who live in non-Western countries, they don't have big daddy government giving them money. They don't have corporate welfare, okay? These women make probably less than $300 a month and they work 60, 70 hours a week. Imagine a passport bro showing up, hey baby mama, here's $400, you know? You just paid her entire monthly salary in less than 1 hour, okay? So yeah, these women are going to be saying, yeah, we want our chocolate kangs to come over. They just want your money, guys. This is what you guys need to understand. As a passport bro, women want your money. No woman out there is attracted to you dusty black dudes, okay? Let's get that out in the open right now, right here. If you're a passport bro, it's because you are a dusty and no woman wants you. Again, like QB Willie said, territory doesn't matter. If you can't get woman here in America, you're not gonna get woman overseas, okay? Now, again, you're getting them overseas because of the money, right? And you guys need to understand, there's gonna come a time, in fact, there were black people who went to Cartagena and these black people were like, shit, I can't afford these women. Yeah, that's because black guys like you were paying, you know, $100, $200. Now they're paying $300, $400, $500. So when you come in, yeah, you think this black, this fine Colombian woman is going to go out with you because you're black? Hell no, she's going out with you because you have money. The minute you don't have money, guess what? She wants to have nothing to do with you, okay? You guys out there need to understand, people overseas view black men negatively, and there's a reason behind it, because again, you guys fuck up the unfuckable. You do whatever makes you happy. If it makes you happy to go hit on a man's wife, you're gonna do it. If it makes you happy to go knock up some girl, you're gonna do it, okay? See, the OGs know that, okay? This is why they don't want you to be going overseas. This is why these black guys who got their life together, they're not going to help you out, okay? Now, for all of you guys out there who are still taking advice from a 23-year-old Steve Urkel, you know, back in my day when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, you know, Steve Urkel was a death. You don't want to be called Steve Urkel. Today, you guys are worshiping Steve Urkel. You know, what does that say about you, okay? So, there's a black man out there. He has a channel called Black Man Travels. The guy is established like me. He's in his 40s. He got his life together. He has his own business. He's genuinely been all over the world, okay? Go to his channel, guys. Go on Google, go on YouTube, or even on MGTOW TV. Type in Black Man Travels, and you're gonna be there, okay, guys? So go to his channel, sub to his channel, okay? He does live streams where he will actually let you call in. You don't have to pay him, unlike Steve Urkel, okay? And he will tell you, man. He'll tell you what's up, okay? Why are you guys taking advice from a 23-year-old kid who never been out of America until like last week versus a established man well into his 40s who I think he traveled to like 50 countries or something like that already, and he's been doing it for a long time? See, this is what I don't get about you guys out there. Why are you taking advice from a 23-year-old, especially when he tells you, oh yeah, if you live overseas, you don't have to pay taxes? That's fucking bullshit, man. That's how you get thrown in prison, you know, for tax evasion. So I think that's pretty much all I had for this video, guys. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to make this video for you guys out there, just to understand that at the end of the day, whether it's yo homie yo or Steve Urkel, at the end of the day, this to them is a grift, okay? They're just using you as their personal piggy banks. You know, they don't care about you at all, okay? They're not there to help you out, okay? When somebody tells you, hey man, give me $1,000 an hour, they don't care for you. When somebody is shilling their, what you may call it, their Cash App for you to send them money, or they have a GoFundMe so you can pay for their lifestyle, they don't respect you. This is what you guys need to understand, man. I travel a lot, okay? I've been to a lot of countries that Steve Urkel been to. I've been there. I never once said people, hey man, go to my GoFundMe, hey man, Cash App me money so I can go out and travel. I travel with my own funds. Why? Because I'm a grown ass man. Black man travels, also travels with his own funds, because he's a grown ass man who got his money. He doesn't have to go getting money from his viewers, okay? At the end of the day, guys, Steve Urkel, yo homie yo, I'm Alpha, they are grifting off of you. Their so-called purpose, guys, is YouTube, and YouTube is simply a grift. This is what you guys out there gotta understand. Every YouTuber out there who's telling you give me money, this is a grift. You are helping these low status men get pussy, because here's the thing when yo homie yo I'm Alpha goes out to Ruth Chris and pays $500-$600 for a lobster dinner, yeah, some woman, you know, some Shaniqua, post-wall Shaniqua, she'll come with him, okay? She'll come with him because, you know, he's spending $500-$600 at a restaurant she can't afford, okay? Steve Urkel, you know? And if you look at Steve Urkel, you know, even though he's in Cambodia, he's in Vietnam, he's in Philippines, look at the woman he's going out with. You know, they're all sub-6, you know? You know, the super-duper hot woman, they don't have to go out with yo homie yo. They don't have to go out with Steve Urkel. They have better options than them because they're hot. You know, this is why yo homie yo and Steve Urkel get sub-6 women, because those women simply do not have access to high value men that they're attracted to, okay? And you guys out there, when you pay yo homie yo $1,000 an hour to call him up on the phone, you're helping him get this woman. When you Cash App Steve Urkel, you know, $400-$500, you're helping him get these prostitutes. Why can't you guys do this yourself? You know, I already made a video a couple of months ago where I just did this to show you guys. I hopped on a plane, I went to Cancun, came back the next day, fucked 3 hoes over there. Do I need to watch some 23-year-old kid? And another thing, his videos are not that good, you know? He's just walking around taking videos of people unsolicited. And it's like, again, if you guys travel, you really don't need some guy walking around with a camera following women taking pictures of their ass, you know? So at the end of the day, man, look, at the end of the day, guys, it's your money. If you want to give yo homie you $1,000 an hour so he can call you on the phone and say yo homie yo I'm Alpha Dog, okay, cool. You want to give $400-$500 to Steve Urkel so he can buy a prostitute, okay, cool, all right? But you guys out there, I want you to understand, at the end of the day, these guys don't respect you. They see you as their piggy bank, and if you take away their YouTube channel, yo homie yo would simply be a bouncer at a nightclub making like $100 a day in New York, and fucking Steve Urkel will be a barber making, you know, $10, you know, doing a fade haircut or some dumb shit like that. So at the end of the day, guys, I want you guys out there, especially you black guys out there who identify as a passport bro, people are gonna look at you different, okay? The same people overseas who worship white guys on a pedestal are going to be the same people overseas who are going to look down on you, and they're going to purposely try to cause you trouble. Guys, I know that's what racism is, right? Racism is when they look at white people and they put them in high esteem, and then when they look at you, black guys, they want to put you in jail, they want to murder you. But that's just life, guys, okay? There are some... This is the Nagasaki Hiroshima cold hard black pill truth for a lot of you guys out there, okay? In order for you to be a black man and to be well regarded by the locals in a different country, you have to be an exceptional person, okay? Meaning you're gonna have to be better than the white guy, than the white man, for people to hold you in high regards. You have to be exceptionally well. Again, you're working harder than the white guy. I know it's not fair, okay? But then again, when you have Jay Rallo coming into your country, Passport Pookie coming into your country, following your wife and daughter around town, soliciting them for sex, that's not a good look, guys, okay? And even though, you know, not every black man is like Steve Urkel or Yo-Yo-Yo, Homie Yo, or Jay Rallo, unfortunately, more of you than not are like Jay Rallo, Steve Urkel, and Yo-Yo-Yo, Homie Yo. So that stereotype of black men being pussy hungry and doing whatever the fuck they want, regardless of what else happens, unfortunately, that stereotype is true. This is why, again, if you are a black man, you want to go live overseas and live well with the natives, you have to be an exceptionally well human being, okay? Again, this is why black men who made it overseas, they don't want you to go over there. Because here's the thing you guys need to understand, man. I'm part black, okay? But I don't look black. I'm part black, but I don't look black. You know, there was this, I used to work at a refrigerated warehouse a couple of years ago. There was this kid, I remember his name to this very day, even though I haven't seen him in like almost 10 years. He was half white, half black. But you know what? He had blue eyes. He was white, he had freckles, so even though he's half black, half white, you know, he looked white, and he was telling me that he was sleeping with all these white girls who like hate black dudes, and he's like, these hoes have no idea that they had a black dick inside of them. So again, I am part black, I don't look it. So when I'm overseas, guys, and black men are walking around, you know, doing dumb shit, it doesn't affect me because I don't look black. But the black man who's living well overseas and fucking Jay Rallo, Yo-Yo-Yo, Homie Yo, Steve Urkel are walking around Yarra's Park, you know, soliciting women for sex, that's gonna look bad on him simply because he has the same skin color as these passport bros. So bottom line here, guys, sadly and unfortunately, far more black men are Steve Urkel's, Yo-Yo-Yo, Homie Yo, and Jay Rallo's than they are good, decent human beings. And the stereotype is gonna remain, sadly and unfortunately. And again, at the end of the day, guys, Steve Urkel, Yo-Yo-Yo, Homie Yo, they don't respect you. They see you as their personal piggy bank. Take away their YouTube channels, and they're a bunch of broke ass nobodies. And at the end of the day, no matter where you as a black man go, women there are gonna view you as prey. They're going to raise the prices on you. And at the end of the day, guys, the local men, they're gonna keep their eyes on you. And I've said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. They don't like black people in ethnic countries. You know, white people will tolerate you because they don't want to be viewed as racist, and it's kind of like their way for making up for slavery by tolerating you and being nice to you. But Colombians, Brazilians, they don't give a flying F. So if you go to their country, you're walking around like Steve Urkel, taking videos of women without their consent, filming their asses, shit like that, the men are gonna have an issue with you. Either they're gonna flat out kill you, murder you, beat the shit out of you, or they might throw you in prison if the government catches you. At the end of the day, guys, you as a black man, you have a target on your back when you go to color, when you go to colored people's country. Again, white people, because of slavery, they tolerate you, they're nice to you, but ethnic people, they do not give a flying F. The second you start becoming a nuisance to them, again, either the local men are gonna come after you or the government will come after you, okay? So this is very important for you black guys out there who want to identify as passport bros. You have a mark on your back. Learn how to move right. And again, go over to Black Man Travels channel, watch his videos, call into his show every now and then so he can tell you what's really going on. And for the love of God, stop taking advice from a 23-year-old kid who's never been out of America. And the first time he goes out of America, he goes to Brazil under the threat of legal and criminal action. He has to flee the country, okay? So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.